This is a production of the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies. For more original Torah content, visit elmad.pardes.org.
Chanukah through the eyes of the mystics. Part 3. Visualization practices for living in the light. Shalom, I'm Rabbi Daniel Silverstein, and in this podcast, we're going to learn a little bit about visualization practices in Judaism generally, then look at a few specific ones, and then we're going to take the time to actually try them out together. So the first part of the podcast, the first few minutes, you can listen to while you're going about your business. And the second half is an opportunity to sit down, close our eyes, and actually try out these techniques from our tradition. So first of all, it's important to acknowledge that visualization practice is not well known to be a central Jewish spiritual practice. But actually the Talmud tells us that when we pray, we should visualize the divine presence, the Shekhinah, standing in front of us. Of course, none of us knows what the divine presence looks like or how to visualize he, she, it. So really the practice we're being asked to do is one of sacred imagination, of opening our mind to what might be. In a similar way, the Talmud tells us that when we're praying outside the land of Israel, we should pray towards the land of Israel. If we're in the land of Israel but outside Jerusalem, we should pray towards Jerusalem. If we're in Jerusalem but outside the temple, we should pray towards the Temple Mount, and so on and so on, until ultimately we should pray towards the very spot where the divine presence manifested, on the ark cover inside the Holy of Holies. Now praying towards that place is one thing, but the great Hasidic master, Reb Eli Melech of Lezhansk, who was one of the founders of the Hasidic movement in Poland, and a student of the great Maggid of Mezrich, he tells us in his classic work, the Noam Elimelech, that in fact, this passage in the Talmud is an opportunity for visualization practice. He says we should draw with our thoughts that we are in that place, in the rebuilt temple, in the Holy of Holies, where the divine presence manifested. Now, standing in the rebuilt temple may or may not appeal to you, depending on the ideas you associate with it. But if we consider that to our sages, it meant the meeting place between the human and the divine, between the earthly and the infinite, and moreover, that the temple is the point from which peace and wholeness and justice will radiate outwards to the entire world. If we can imagine ourselves in that place, radiating those positive qualities outward to the entire world, then we're praying, as Reb Eli Melech is suggesting that we do. Now, Chanukah has a special dimension of this practice for us. One of Reb Eli Melech's students was Reb Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, and he was known as the Bnei Yisoscha after the name of his beautiful book, which is largely based on the calendar and the festivals. And he points a couple of fascinating things out about Chanukah. First of all, he brings a teaching from the Rakeach, which I mentioned in the previous podcast, that the 36 candles we light on Chanukah relate to the 36 hours that our primal ancestor Adam enjoyed the hidden light of creation, the Or HaGanuz. And the Or HaGanuz was a light with which Adam could see the entire universe. It was a light that connected everything in existence. So when we light the 36 candles, we can intend to be bringing that light into ourselves and into reality, into our world. Moreover, the Bnei Yisoscha points out that the name of Chanukah actually means dedication and training to see this light. We usually interpret the name Chanukah dedication to be referring to the dedication of the altar and the temple, which the Maccabees won back from the Greeks. But he says, if we look at where that root is used in the Torah, it's first used when it's talking about the servants of Abraham in Genesis chapter 14, those people who are initiated and dedicated to something and who are being trained for it. That's actually the original meaning of the word in the Torah, and that's actually the deeper meaning of Chanukah for us today. So Chanukah is actually an opportunity and an invitation to practice in this training and this dedication, see this light that connects the entire universe. That practice that I'll introduce in a minute is a combination of these teachings from Reb Eli Melech and Reb Tzvi Eli Melech, from the Noam Eli Melech and the Bnei Yisoscha, his student, with another teaching from the Ben Ish Chai, a very beloved fusion of Kabbalah and Halakha, of mysticism and Jewish law, by the Iraqi sage Rav Yosef Chaim. In his discussion of post-meal blessings, that is benching, grace after meals, he suggests visualizing the temple's menorah, candelabrum, to help cultivate the appropriate intention. So putting all those teachings together, please join me for this visualization practice. And the first thing you'll have to do is know how the Holy of Holies of the temple and the menorah, the candelabrum, looked. So if you don't already know, Google them and take a look. Second of all, decide for yourself how long you want to do the practice for. I'm going to guide us just ready to begin the practice, and then you can choose to press pause and keep going for as long as you want. If you're a beginner, if you're new to the practice, you might just want to do it for the few minutes that we're here together on the recording. And if you want to develop it, you might want to slowly add 5 minutes each time you do it, gradually building up to maybe 20 minutes for an intermediate meditator, or maybe 40 minutes to 60 minutes for an advanced meditator. So the first step for our meditation is to find a comfortable position and sit quietly. We want our spine to be upright so the breath and energy can move freely through the body. We want to find a position where the body can be balanced between relaxation and alertness. When you're ready, close your eyes, let out a few yawns or sighs, release tension in the body, shrug your shoulders if that helps. Now just sit and notice whatever arises in your body and your mind. Not trying to change anything, just noticing whatever thoughts or feelings or whatever else may arise. Now we're going to set our intention for the exercise, which is to visualize the menorah, the candelabrum of the temple, right in front of us, as if we ourselves are in the Holy of Holies, the Kadosh HaKadoshim of the temple. And the menorah is radiating a light of pure love, hope, and awareness. As always with any meditation exercise, our attention is bound to wander, and the exercise is actually to keep coming back. That's actually the secret to meditation. Getting lost is the coming back that creates and strengthens neural pathways, and that changes how our mind works and who we are. So whatever else arises, we want to just keep coming back, trying to see the menorah in the Holy of Holies, radiating this beautiful light. And some people might find this easy and some people might find it hard. Depends on many, many different things beyond our control. All that matters is the effort of trying to see it, and that we keep coming back to that effort. You might like to help yourself with the exercise by bringing in the experience of your other senses. So for example, how does the ground feel under your feet when you're in the Holy of Holies? And what can you smell? Maybe there's beautiful incense burning, as we know there often was there. And what can you hear? Is there uplifting, inspiring music arousing your spirit? Whatever else arises in your body or your mind, whatever thoughts or feelings come, just keep bringing your attention back to that beautiful, loving light of the menorah, sending out all over the world. If you like, you can send it to specific people, bringing them healing and inspiration. You can send it to yourself, anyone else you think of. When you're ready, you can let this light spread to people you know and those you don't know all over the world, gradually extending out from where you are. Gradually spreading out from where you are to include an ever wider area, till it includes the whole area around you, the whole country you're in, and eventually the entire planet. You can offer this beautiful, pure, loving light to all people, and indeed to all beings, even beyond this world. And this is the practice to keep bringing our attention back to this light, sending it out as widely as we can. And whenever the time comes that you've decided for yourself that you wanted the practice to end, you can gradually focus back in on yourself, on your own body, what it feels like to be standing in the Holy of Holies. When you're ready, you can gradually come back to the room you're in, to your body sitting on the chair or the cushion that you're on. Slowly bring your attention back to the physical sensations in your body. You might want to gently move your fingers and your toes to remind your body what it feels like to move. And when you're ready, you can very slowly and gently open your eyes a tiny crack at a time and bring yourself back. Hope you enjoyed this practice and found it worthwhile. If you would like to learn more practices like this and join a supportive group of people doing them together, then please check out my online course, Applied Jewish Spirituality, which I teach through Or HaLev. That's ORHALEV.org, Applied Jewish Spirituality with Or HaLev. I really look forward to learning and practicing with you. Happy Chanukah. Chag Orem Sameach.
This is a production of the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies. For more original Torah content, visit elmad.pardes.org.